1. Which food product is the company going to launch?
We're planning to produce a healthy range of snacks in line with the demand for healthy food in the market today.
Are we going to offer sweets as well?
Well, they're still selling well despite the rise in demand for healthy food. We're going to start selling a range of vegetable crisps, which have less fat, sugar, and salt than any other on the market.
2. What happened to the share price last week?
Last week, we completed negotiations with our main supplier and announced our takeover of their company. The share price rose sharply on Wednesday, the day of the announcement. However, on Friday, the deal fell apart and the supplier pulled out. As a result, the share price dropped dramatically. We are unsure if it's going to rise much in the near future.
3. What kind of staff is the company going to recruit?
Right, staff recruitment.
What? More people for the call centre?
No, I think we can manage with the people we've got. I was thinking about employing 2 new designers.
Are you sure we need 2? Another accountant is much more important in my view.
We'll recruit 1 in a couple of months. Let's get the creative side sorted first.
4. What percentage of sales was in India?
Looking at this chart, you can see that more than a third of our sales were in India last year. Last year it was 30%, so they're up by 5%. However, sales fell to only 15% in Brazil, which was very disappointing. On the other hand, 5% of sales in Japan is a very positive start for us in this new market.
5. What is the woman going to do?
Have you got the job description so I can create the advert for the website?
Yes, here it is. All the details are there.
I think we'll get a lot of applications for this job.
Great. There are a lot of people looking for jobs like this.
I'll send the final design to you to check before I post it.
6. What must the new employee do now?
Hi, Julia. I've just seen the HR manager who's asked me to explain the company procedures to you.
Oh, I wanted to speak to her. Is she in the office?
Unfortunately, she's been called out for the day. That's why she's asked me to help. I know you've got a meeting with your boss this morning, but he says it's okay to do this first.
7. Which factor caused problems for the company?
The local climate is a key concern for our tourism business. Happily, the poor weather didn't affect customer numbers as much as we expected. The main issue was the recession and high inflation in target markets, which meant that fewer people booked in advance for their holidays. We expected new government regulations to impact on our business, but, in fact, tax incentives have helped us.
8. What does the man want to do?
I don't think we should employ new staff here to solve this problem.
Why not? We need people who can speak several languages. We could train existing staff here in the UK, I suppose.
No, it'd take far too long. So I've investigated setting up a call centre in South America.
Really? Surely that'd be really expensive. You'd still have to train staff in our methods and philosophy.